Remember when in the beginning of the pandemic, President Donald Trump suggested disinfectant might cure COVID? It just seemed nuts. No one would do that, right? Turns out, in the dark corners of the internet, a radical group made a fortune doing just that. They called it Miracle Mineral Solution. On this upcoming season of Smokescreen Deadly Cure, host and reporter from Bloomberg, Kristen V. Brown, tells the unbelievable story of how a family on the fringe defrauded thousands of people across the globe into buying a miracle liquid made of poison and the people who fought to take them down. You won't want to miss this international scandal that covers truth and research of lingering questions around manipulation of medicine cures, the criminalization of minors, and the power dynamics of an extremist radical group. Subscribers to The Binge can hear the entire series ad-free right now. Otherwise, listen weekly wherever you get your podcast. Check out this clip to hear more.
The story I'm about to tell you, it's as old as dirt. And yet, like any great story, it perfectly explains the moment we are currently in. It's a story about a man and a magical potion. Something he says will save the world for just a few dollars a vial. But there's a catch. That potion, it might also kill you. This is no run-of-the-mill elixir, though. It's a miracle cure. A cure that people all over the world believe in. Factions form for and against it. Spiritual warfare has ignited, at least in places like Reddit and Telegram. Real damage has been done. Lies spread. Lives hang in the balance. This is the story of what happens when it's hard to sort the facts from the fiction. There's this one video I keep coming back to. It starts with a black screen, white text. It reads, "A gross negligence of the First Amendment being observed in real time." Real time is in all caps. It flashes on the screen like a warning and gives you the impression you're about to see some sort of shocking miscarriage of justice. You are not. Anyway, it's dated April 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic.
You're crossing property, okay?
The video is a grainy handheld recording, probably from a phone. We see an officer standing on the front steps of a single-family home with a front yard covered in dirt and patchy grass. It looks like the South. The camera is trained on his back, about 5 feet away. He's posting a piece of paper to a door. And the man behind the camera, his name is Jonathan Grennan. Jonathan's dad, Mark Grennan, is that man with the magical potion, the salesman. And the cops have just showed up to shut them down.
What's your name?
Deputy.
Okay, you too?
The camera swings around to two other men who are watching over the scene. They're armed, badges hooked onto their belts.
Okay, I got you guys. Guess what? I'm going to the sheriff with this. The Constitution, the First Amendment, says there's Congress shall make no law.
Okay?
I don't have a law. And you are harassing me?
The cops aren't just here for Jonathan. They're here for his family, too. Because the thing, this miracle product Jonathan's protecting, it's a family affair. Together, they've built a whole business empire around it. A church, global following, and a fortune. It's no wonder Jonathan is pissed the cops are here. There's a lot at stake.
You guys, you should search your souls.
The three men start to walk away. Jonathan follows them, chasing them to the street.
So guess what? You are going to be followed up, and we're going to talk to the sheriff. You should stay away from here.
One of the cops gives Jonathan a thumbs up, dismissively. He gets into his car.
You should never be coming here again, because Jesus Christ is Lord, and he will come one day, and he's going to save us from this. You have no right here. You are nothing to me. You are nothing.
But the police on that video did have a right. In fact, a responsibility. That piece of paper the cop posted to their door, it was a temporary restraining order signed by a federal judge. For years, the family had been hawking their miracle cure around the globe and in dark corners of the internet. It had brought thousands of people hope that it would fix any manner of things that ailed them. Often, though, the so-called cure did the opposite. It made things worse. The document pinned to the door ordered the Grennans to stop making and distributing their potion, what they called their sacrament. For years, the Grennans successfully shielded themselves from this kind of police intervention. Over time, they'd come to believe that certain laws just didn't apply to them, would never apply to them. But Jonathan's camera captured something different that day. That's what I find so interesting about this video, why I keep coming back to it. There's this fury, this desperation in his voice, almost like he knew. The jig was up.
Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is going to come back, and he's going to save us from this evil empire.
The camera shakes as it follows an unmarked black sedan, as it slowly rolls past Jonathan and down the narrow suburban street.
You don't come back on my land again. This is the land of the Lord Jesus Christ. You stay away from here.
They would be back. From Neon Hum Media, Sony Music Entertainment, and Bloomberg News, I'm Kristen V. Brown, and this is Smokescreen, Deadly Cure, a podcast about how a family on the fringe convinced thousands of people across the globe to buy a miracle liquid made of poison, the international conspiracy it ignited, and the people who fought to take them down.
From Neon Hum Media, Sony Music Entertainment, and Bloomberg, subscribe to Smokescreen, Deadly Cure on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes now or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.